One of the highlights of my life was the opportunity to visit Israel. I actually tacked it onto a return trip from South Africa. I hired a private guide, and I went by myself to some sites where I could, well, you know, like that old song says, walk where Jesus walked. Now, I have to tell you, no site meant more to me than the place where many believers believe Jesus was crucified. Skull Hill, it's called in the Bible. This particular hill lives up to that name, with rock formations on the side of it that look very much like the features of a human skull. As I stood atop that hill, I imagined that awful scene that Good Friday. Suddenly, I was distracted by the noise below me, at the foot of the hill. It turns out that the municipal bus depot is down there. And there in the shadow of this holy ground are these plumes of bus exhaust, the chaos of passengers hurrying to make their connections, the total busyness of a city coming and going. It's like people are totally oblivious to what Jesus did for them on Skull Hill. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about too busy to notice. Actually, you know what? It was like that when Jesus died on the cross. Skull Hill was on a road that was busy back then, and people probably passed by, oblivious to the fact that the only Son of God was pouring out his life so they wouldn't have to die for their sins. But then nothing has really changed. Our word for today from the Word of God is in Lamentations 1, verse 12, and it asks a haunting question. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? I was walking by a church on North LaSalle Street in downtown Chicago, and suddenly I noticed a sculpture just above my head, and it portrayed Jesus hanging on the cross. And as I watched the cars zooming by and the pedestrians hurrying past, I was moved by the inscription above Jesus' head. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? The truth is that many of us are moving at such a fast pace, we become oblivious to what the Son of God did for us on the cross. Even those of us who at one time came to that cross with all our sin and all our guilt to make Christ our Savior from all that junk. Someone listening today, you've become too preoccupied to tell about what Jesus did when he died for us. Your life has become so taken over with the demands of your family and your work and your church responsibilities that telling people that Jesus died for them has been crowded right out of your life. You've forgotten the cross and the life or death urgency of telling the people around you about it. Or maybe you've become too preoccupied with your rat race to live in light of Jesus' cross. 1 Peter 2:24 says, Christ bore our sins in his own body on a tree that we might die to sins. But you're living as if you've forgotten that. You're tolerating some of the very sins your Savior died to remove. It's time for you to remember his cross and why he died for you. And most dangerous of all, maybe you've been so preoccupied you have never responded to what Jesus did on the cross for you. The Bible asks, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? You could miss heaven, not because you rejected Jesus, but because you neglected Jesus. You just never got around to making your spiritual trip to Skull Hill to have the sins of a lifetime finally forgiven by the man who died for them. Sins erased once and for all. Sins that will keep you out of heaven unless they're forgiven by the only one who can. If you've never actually begun a personal relationship with Jesus and you want that to change today, would you tell him that right now? Jesus, I'm yours. And then go check out our website, because there you'll find a very simple, non-religious explanation of how to begin your relationship with him. That website is anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. It's all too easy to run right past Jesus and right past his sacrifice for you. But that can cost you everything.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.